From Washington, this is VOA News. African Union Special Envoy to visit Nigeria. An American journalist killed in a failed exercise in Yemen. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. The African Union Special Envoy for Women, Peace and Security, Binetta Diop, says she will lead a delegation to meet with mothers of the abducted Chibok schoolgirls in Nigeria. The delegation is scheduled to arrive in Abuja on Sunday. Militants from the radical Islamic group Boko Haram kidnapped over 200 girls from Chibok nearly 8 months ago. In an interview with VOA, Diop said one of the objectives of her trip is to bring an end to the ordeal of the Chibok girls and other forms of gender-based violence.
What we are requesting and what the women of the North are requesting is peace and stability in their region. So we are supporting them, and this is the strong message I will carry when I go to Nigeria.
VOA's Jillian Parker reports from Johannesburg now, following the reports that an American photojournalist and a South African teacher were killed during a U.S.-led rescue attempt Saturday in Yemen.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the raid was launched in the belief that Mr. Summers' life was in imminent danger. The 33-year-old American had been under an execution threat since Thursday.
He was murdered during an attempt by American forces to rescue him. Terrorist groups in Yemen. Our prayers and thoughts go out to all the families involved.
The aid group Gift of the Givers identified the second slain hostage, a South African teacher, Pierre Corky. Jillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Typhoon Hagupit has reached the central Philippines east coast late Saturday with reported sustained maximum winds of 175 kilometers per hour and gusts of 210 kilometers per hour. According to the Philippines Weather Agency, Hagupit made landfall in Dolores, a coastal town facing the Pacific in eastern Samar province. Hagupit weakened slightly on Saturday but remained dangerously powerful and erratic. Reports say the typhoon knocked out power and toppled trees in a region where 650,000 people have fled to safety. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has announced as many as 1,000 more U.S. troops will stay in Afghanistan during the first few months of 2015. At a news conference in Kabul Saturday, Hagel said President Barack Obama decided to adjust the withdrawal timeline because of delays in other Western nations' contributions of forces for a NATO support mission beginning in January.
Essentially, President Obama has just bought some time for the process to catch up, but the mission does not change. Our combat role is over.
Hagel appeared at Saturday's news conference alongside Afghan President Ashraf Ghani after arriving in Kabul on an unannounced visit. First Lady Grace Mugabe has been confirmed as the new head of the women's wing of Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Thousands attended in Harare during the party's annual conference Saturday, where the ZANU-PF party appointed her. The new position also gives Ms. Mugabe a seat on the ruling party's top decision-making committee, the Politburo. New York City authorities say 20 people were arrested Friday in a third straight night of protests over police violence against minorities. The New York Police Department announced the numbers Saturday. Protesters were reportedly arrested for blocking traffic on a major street and disorderly conduct. Demonstrations began Wednesday when a New York grand jury decided not to charge white police officer Daniel Pantaleo in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black crime suspect. In a video of the incident, Garner can be heard gasping, "I can't breathe," as police held him on the ground. U.S. President Barack Obama says America is enjoying a robust economy. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said November was the 10th month in a row that the U.S. had created more than 200,000 jobs. He said 2.65 million jobs were created this year, a total not reached since the 1990s. And a top al-Qaeda leader wanted in the United States for a 2009 plot to attack the New York subway system has reportedly been killed. There's more on these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.